Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
This show is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
On 101.5
UMFM.
Morning that the world began, God reached out and closed his hand. When it opened up again, a moment vanished in the wind. Since that day it's never stopped, no matter how you wind the clock. Told billions lived and died. Time was never on their side. Seasons come, seasons go. Sunrise, sunset, rain and snow. Every time the world turns round, new shiny days found. Pray to who we feel the most, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Take whatever fate provides, time is never on our side. Sometimes an hour hurtles by, sometimes an instant never dies. Some days crawl and others fly, ours is not to reason why. And woe to them that hesitate, good things come to those that wait. Whoever told you that one lied, 'cause time is never on your side. Time is never on our side.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. You're hanging out here on the radio listening to great music, and thanks for doing so. My name's Jeff, coming to you from the Sunset Saloon, pre-recorded, of course, as always these days. It's been almost a year since I've even been to the university. It's crazy. Well, I mean, I guess I went outside. I went biking down there, but I haven't been inside in almost a year, which is insane. But we're doing what we need to do to keep safe and do the right thing, and hopefully you are as well, and that means staying at home and supporting great music. And once again, this week was the first Bandcamp fee-free Friday on the old Bandcamp. Bandcamp, of course, every day of the year is a great platform for artists. They don't get ripped off like they do pretty much everywhere else. Bandcamp takes a nominal fee, whatever it is, 15% or something like that. But once a month, first Friday of the month, they wipe that out and just say, hey, have it. It's all yours. And it's an amazing thing to do. And so I always try to buy a few things and support a few friends and some great music. And this week it was no exception. That first one there, Steve Earle, a song called Time Is Never On Our Side, beautiful, comes from a compilation called Songs from Quarantine, put together by Rodney Crowell and friends. And it's a benefit album of sorts. And there's all kinds of great stuff on here, man. I think we're going to have to listen to one or two more from this because it's so good. You know what? Why don't we go with this one, actually? Yeah, there's a bunch of great things on here. But just for fun, it's always great to hear something new from Rye Cooter. Here's a new one from Rye Cooter from that Songs from Quarantine. This one's called Baby Started Wearing Her Mask. It's about damn time.
One thing thought I'd never see. My baby started wearing her mask. She likes her Gordon's gin. Pour another and shove it right in. Keep those unfiltered Pall Malls smoking fast. But the health message got through and she's wearing her mask. Early this morning, she put her blue latex gloves on. With the matching shoes and hat. And she was gone down to the Vietnamese nail salon. Put a nickel in the jukebox, play that sad old song from the Saigon past. Those gals get homesick and start to cry, but they keep on wearing their masks. Yes, they do. Now, if they find a good vaccine, there's one thing on my mind. Some folks will get it, but some folks gonna be left behind. And if the president said it's time to party like it's 1932, just tell him thanks a lot, but you beg to be excused. Take a tip from me. Keep on wearing your mask. Yeah, you better wear them.
Thank you. dark. We'll lose yourself. We'll lose it all when the world gets dark. We'll lose your balance. We'll stumble and fall. Don't give up. You have a reason to carry on. Don't give up. And take my
soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. But the times, they are changing.
Please get out of the new one if you can. accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. For the times, they are a-changing. For the times, they are a-changing.
Oh, is that great or what? That's our old pal and the undisputed king of the Sunset Saloon, Blair Michael Hogan. You've seen him playing here many times, including our very first show alongside Brock Zeman. We also saw him once with Jim Bryson, making him the person who's played at our house more than anybody else. And we'd have him back anytime because he's such a swell guy. And he's been sitting around, so he's an accompanist. He's not really a songwriter. He's never had any kind of a solo thing, and so he relies on live gigs pretty much exclusively for his living. And then they all disappeared. So what's a guy to do? So he sat around noodling on the guitar. Went, that sounds all right. Maybe I should record that. And then he had to build himself a little studio and figure out how it all worked. And he came up with this instrumental record called Stuff's Getting Weird Around Here, or something like that. And that was the track called Hoopleheads, obviously a nod to his favorite show, Deadwood, there with that track name. And there's some great, great stuff on there, all instrumental. It's not, he's not shredding on, he's not friggin' Joe Satriani. It's very tuneful, very low-key, beautiful, beautiful instrumental music. I think you'd like it. You can get it on Bandcamp right now, Blair Michael Hogan. Before that, we heard the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band along with, oh my God, Roseanne Cash, Steve Earle, Jason Isbell, and The War and the Treaty with a cover of old Bobby's The Times They Are A-Changin'. But I guess Bob's not making any money off that cover anymore, is he? Aha. That'll teach you to sell your catalog, Bob. I heard Lucinda in there as well from Songs from Quarantine with When the Way Gets Dark and Rye Cooter off that same Songs from Quarantine. Baby started wearing her mask, and it's about damn time she did. All right, couple more. Here's another compilation that came out on the Bandcamp day this past week. This one is called, what's the record called? Lone Hawk Presents Me and My Guitar. And it's a venue for Save Our Stages, kind of money to help keep music venues afloat during this messed up time. And here's a cool one from Jesse Dayton off of that, Until a Band to Go Home.
Cast iron skillet still burning on the stove. Splatted eggs on the kitchen linoleum floor. Hit the 6 o'clock news off in the next room. Passed out, lit cigarette in a hand. I can feel a old ghost gathering in the room. Hovering up by the ceiling, blurting out their truths. Washing down the memories, drinking old spirits. And them truths are now 100. It started out so innocently. Happy-go-lucky kid blowing off steam. 20 years later, well, it's really got her thinking. Ain't no future in this old ghost drinking. With a little makeup, she could really fool them all. During surface conversation, man, she never fools herself. She has headaches and shakes and means a snake when a guard's down. And she's drinking up what's left of herself. Started out so innocently. Happy-go-lucky kid blowing off steam. 20 years later, well, it's really got her thinking. Ain't no future in this old ghost drinking. Bright as the sun, quick-witted as they come. Gonna rule the entire world, such a brilliant girl. Now her spirit's on the run.
drive you. You dyed your hair and changed your name. Your working class life couldn't hide you. You were better than us and still the same. You were the favorite. How did you lose? Every deck was stacked against you. You were gonna get out strong. A neighborhood can be a prison. I wanted you to prove them wrong. You were the favorite. How did you lose? I never said it. I always bet on. Every time you call, I know you're gonna ask for money, and somehow I always fall. You were the favorite. How did you lose? I never said it. Bet on you. You were the favorite, born to
flatter than a tabletop. Makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt. Keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Little Land. The pride of man, Little Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat. He stood on his own two feet. His mind went incomplete, and they put him in the home. And Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. The center pivot circles by, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day it all dries up and blows away. I'd hang around just to see, but they never had much use for me in Leveland. They don't understand me out in Leveland. And I watch those jet trails carving up that big blue sky. Coast to coasters watch them go. And I don't blame them one damn bit, but they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just level land. Far as you can point your hand, nothing but level land. Thank you. Mama used to roll her hair back before the central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish, and I'd wish we both could fly. And I don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play "Smoke on the Water," "Joy to the World." And I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet, and I'm getting on a whisper jet. Gonna fly as far as I can get from level end. Done the best I can out of level end.
James McMurtry there, recorded live at Soundcheck at the Continental Gallery in Austin, Texas, there at the Continental Club. Well, just a couple doors down from the Continental Club and upstairs. And it's a new EP that was released on the Bandcamp to support the Continental Club and help make sure that they make it through this extended shutdown. And another beauty, there's two of these EPs that James has thrown up now. One called Blasted from the Past that came out last fall, and then a brand new one called Soundcheck at the Gallery. Actually, I guess it's not that brand new. Came out in December. Oh well, you know, you get the idea. Go check it out anyway. And a couple before that from an album called Me and My Guitar. We had Jesse Malin with a song called The Favorite. And off the top, Jesse Dayton with Old Ghost Drinking. Now, here's something that you can get in video form on the YouTube that blew my mind. In a moment, I'm going to play a new Peterborough supergroup called Black Feather, which includes, oh my God, Greg Keeler, no doubt. Along with Jimmy Boskill and our friend Melissa Payne. They call themselves Black Feather, and check out the song they do. I'll play that for you in a minute. But first, something brand new from the upcoming solo record from our good pal Benj of the Mayhemingways. It's produced, this thing, by Joel Plaskett, of all people. And I can't wait to hear that. So here's a new one from Benj, and then something from Black Feather after this.
You ever wonder why when you come around you see an unusually high number of cars and collisions? You're gonna cause an accident. You're gonna cause an accident acting like that. Somebody's life. stroller, what would life be like if there were no accidents? You're gonna cause an accident. You're gonna cause an accident acting like that. You're gonna cause an accident. You're gonna cause an accident acting like that. You're gonna cause an accident. You're gonna cause an accident acting like that. You're gonna cause an accident. You're gonna cause an accident acting like that.
You and she'll hunt you and do it with a is in the ground. Tall trees hanging over the road. Feels like they're staring me down. Tall trees hanging over the road. Feels like they're staring me down. Tall trees hanging over the road. Feels like they're staring me down. They're staring me down. They're staring me down.
All right.
I went on the search for something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was rope, perfect blade, it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you was standing there. I was on the mend when I fell through. The sky around was anything but blue. I found desire. Gained my feet, a wound across my memory that no amount of stitches would repair. But I awoke and you were standing there. been thrown out the front door. Hit the ground hard. Now he knelt in the gravel lot just outside the bar. He heard the sound of her hooves between the cars. Pure white doe at the edge of the woods, watching him in the dark. When he looked up, she bolted. She ran down the hill. He chased her through the old sea of trees. Was not sure if she's real. Whiskey. Of a lake, the white deer was suddenly gone. Just the moon on the hills, a dream all along. But then he heard a cry, turned his head to see a beautiful girl in a white gown. She told him that she'd lost her ring. In the lake, she pointed.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Snyder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I think you know somebody. You think they know you. You think you know somebody. Man, you never do. Jackie used to live three blocks away from me. We used to throw the baseball and we'd climb his old oak tree. And then we would sneak his old man's cigarettes behind the picket fence. Swore that we would always be the best of friends. We used to sit out on the curb and talk on summer nights until Jackie's daddy called him. And then he took off like a light. Friday nights were all the same. Our high school senior year, we hung out at the river and we drank Black Label beer, and we would listen to the Stones with all of our old friends. Maybe sneak a toke or two down where the river bends. Well, I remember how I said I'd drive him home one Friday night, and he said, go on without me, buddy, I'll be alright. Well, we went off to college to start our freshman year. I went off to a school about an hour away from here, but you know Jackie, he took off. He went to college out of state. He used to call me all the time, and he would tell me it was great, and I'd say, I'm coming home for Christmas. Man, I hope you'll do the same. He'd say that he was coming, but Jackie never came. Oh, you think you know somebody. You think they know you. You think you know somebody, but man, you never do. Well, the night that he got married, I was his best man. He's moved back to town and now we're neighbors again. And I've since found myself a wife, so now I'm married too. Our families, they get together every Sunday afternoon. His boy and my boy, they sit out and talk at night until Jackie calls out for his boy, and then he takes off like a light. Well, last night I saw the flashing lights and I quickly ran outside. The neighbor lady told me that Jackie's youngest boy died, and I was shocked to see the cops had Jackie handcuffed in the car. Until this morning's paper told me how Jackie had gone too far. And now they're saying, Jackie, he ain't the only one to blame, 'cause battered children, they almost always grow up to do the same. Oh, you think you know somebody. You think they know you. You think you know somebody, but man, you never do. You never do.
Todd Snyder there, recorded live in 1995, a song off his first record, Songs for the Daily Planet, that I just think is what a song. Oh, man, what a song. So great. Before that, Lucero, they got a brand new record called When You Found Me. We heard The Match off that one. That's a good one. Before that, quite literally the song of the day. It's by the Avett Brothers, and it's called February 7. Well, so happy Avett Day or something. Matt May's in there with a live version of Tall Trees from Burnside with Love, brand new live record and film that's coming out. We heard a new super trio called Black Feather, Jimmy Boskill, Melissa Payne, Greg Keeler doing, oh my God, Willie's Diamond Joe, so beautiful. We'll hear a lot of Willie next week for our Blue Valentine's special. I know Jackson's got something planned for that. And Benj off the top there with Accident. We got to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. We'll come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Please stick around.